92.7 FM WMDX, Madison's real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Thousands of people here in Madison may have been exposed to measles. A UW student who lives off campus has tested positive. Staff from Public Health Madison-Dane County say the student likely caught it during international travel. But around campus, there are lots of people in a small area. That means lots could have been exposed. PHMDC staff say they've notified 4,000 people that they should keep an eye out for measles symptoms and check their vaccination records. The person who tested positive visited mostly spots on campus, plus the Qdoba on Park Street. Usually, symptoms of measles start 7 to 14 days after infection and can look like just about any other illness, with a cough, high fever, and runny nose. A few days after that is when you typically start to see signs that really look like measles. That often begins with white spots in the mouth, and then a few days after that, the classic red flat spots show up. They usually begin on the face and hairline and then spread down the rest of the body. So that means you can have measles for 3 weeks before you even know it. Of course, the country is in the middle of the biggest outbreak in decades. The nation has had about 600 cases of measles so far this year, and it's only the start of February. Dr. Alok Patel from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
This is very unusual for a country that eliminated measles. That means no local spread in the year 2000. And 26 years later, here's where we are. Now, to give you a sense of what 600 cases in a month looks like, last year there was almost 3,000 cases. If we continue this rate right now, we'll hit over 7,000 cases in 2026. That's only what's reported.
All over Wisconsin, vaccination rates have dropped. Lots of people get the measles, mumps, and rubella, or MMR, vaccine when they're kids. But if you're not sure if you got one, you can check the Wisconsin Immunization Registry. You can now vote early in the spring primary. Early absentee voting began yesterday all over Wisconsin. Here in Madison, there are three races on the ballot for Dane County Court Commissioner and County Supervisor for Districts 12 and 15. The most accessible early voting locations are at Madison Public Libraries. And across the country, young people are in crisis. More kids report experiencing mental health struggles than ever before. Isabella Nieto reports on how more students don't feel like they belong.
The State Office of Children's Mental Health released their annual report on kids' mental health earlier this month. The report emphasizes a sense of belonging for students. From 2013 to 2023, there has been a 37% drop in Wisconsin youth feeling like they belong at their school. The rates of belonging are worse for marginalized groups. The report shows the number of students with major depressive episodes continues to increase, jumping from 16 to 18% in the last 5 years. There has also been an over 10% increase in the rate of young adults who have a mental illness. The office also reports some improvements statewide. Since 2024, there has been a slight decline in LGBTQ youth considering suicide in Wisconsin, dropping from 42 to 39%. And compared to 2020, foster care placements and teen pregnancy have decreased, and the number of adults with a college degree has increased from 31 to 35%. Wisconsin schools also have more mental health support services. The report shows schools have more nurses, social workers, counselors, and psychologists.
That's Isabella Nieto reporting. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. Chris Taylor has won an open seat on the Wisconsin Supreme Court, giving liberals a 5-2 majority on the court. It will likely stay that way until at least 2028. Taylor, a former Democratic lawmaker and appeals court judge, beat Maria Lazar in a race that drew far less attention and spending than last year's contest. The result also suggests the state's voters may be in a different mood heading into this year's midterm elections. Rothman is out. The UW Board of Regents has fired UW President Jay Rothman after a closed-door meeting yesterday. The board gave no reason during the meeting, but later said it had lost confidence in his ability to lead moving forward. Rothman had led the system since June of 2022 and made just over $600,000 a year. The board says it is now looking for a successor. Republican State Senator Rob Hutton later criticized the decision, calling it backroom maneuvering. Wisconsin adults are drinking less than they used to. According to new data, the report says just about 60% of adults in the state reported drinking alcohol, down more than 10 percentage points from Wisconsin's high point in 2005. Across the U.S., adult alcohol use has also fallen over the past decade. While interest in mocktails and other non-alcoholic drinks keep growing, the study uses data from the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration. And nearly 200 Wisconsin students are getting ready to test their civics knowledge in this year's Wisconsin Civics Games. 52 teams from 33 schools will compete, with the top 16 moving on to the state capitol for the championship on May 1st. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
The Badgers in the Frozen Four. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, men's college hockey. The Wisconsin Badgers in Las Vegas for the semifinals of the NCAA Frozen Four tournament. They'll face off tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock against North Dakota at the T-Mobile Arena. It's been 16 years since Wisconsin reached the Frozen Four. Head coach Mike Hastings on letting the players know how important this game will be.
You address it, you talk about it, and they understand how important Thursday is. You know, they want to do this for a lot of reasons. First and foremost, the guys that are in that locker room.
Baseball, Brewers and the Red Sox wrapping up their series at Fenway. The Crew losing last night 3-2. The Bucks in Detroit against the Pistons after dropping one last night to the Nets in Brooklyn, 96-90.
You know, I love that we played overall. We had some great ball movement plays. I think we had 20 turnovers, and a lot of them were just unforced. You know, there's a lot of teaching left there.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be partly to mostly cloudy today with a few scattered showers. Our high right around 66 this afternoon. Tonight, scattered showers, thunder showers are possible. We're going to drop down into the 30s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the mid to upper 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Madison News Roundup from WMDX. Find more news anytime at WMDXradio.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.